This is Sergeant Ben's desk. If you're hearing this, you must be calling at stupid o'clock, so leave a message for me to hear in the morning.
Ben, I need to meet you tomorrow during your lunch break. It's important. Keep it free, okay? Bye.
This doesn't add up. Time for some inspiration. Wait, what was that? I've got it! This changes everything. This is Jack. It's August 21st, 2010, and I think I've solved it.
I was listening back to the recordings of my passengers, and I noticed the two stories did not match, and there was no possible way both of the auditions could be. When you listened again, the second part of the story sounds like the two versions.
So that means that he must have been in the garden the whole time. Jesus, Mum! Get out! Shut the door! I'm in the middle of something here.
Sorry, darling.
I gotta save the world. Right after I've plugged this in. Then I'll put this case to bed. Then I'll have a bit of a tidy up.
Saving the World, One Fair at a Time, by Michael Passingham. Starring Jay Andrews, Tony Fielding Raby, James Lloyd, Ben Groves, and Caroline Castle.
This is Jack in car 4 on August 19th, 2010. Toby's about to get in the car, and I'm going to see what I can get. All right, Toby, my man. Where to, my good man?
Orchard Road, please.
Ah, Fleet Street of our town. So how's life treating you these days, my man?
Still the same problems as before.
Really? Well, ain't that a kick in the teeth. So where were you on the night of August 10th?
What?
Just making conversation.
Well, as I said last time, I was in the garden and she started chopping up my hedge again. So I shouted at her and she stopped. But after I went to bed, she finished it off. It looks terrible.
That's the thing about hedges. They bring about the worst in people. They divide both our gardens and our societies. It's a crying shame. We'd do it a whole lot better without hedges, I say.
Maybe you're right. I tell you, I want the whole town to hear about this story.
But nobody's interested. Instead of me interested. Well, here we are. That's £4.50.
I think the real crime here is the price of that fare. £4.50? Blimey.
Come on, Ben. Don't you think I have something here? Stories don't match. I think he cut the hedge and blamed it on her when he realised he didn't own it.
I'm sorry, Jack, but despite the compelling evidence you have brought to me, there are problems with your case. The first one is that nobody is pressing charges for anything. This is a civil matter which the police can't get involved with. Secondly, even if the police could get involved, we're a little bit busy attempting to stop binge drinking and also solving actual crimes. Oh, Jack, don't look so disheartened. I appreciate the fact that you're actually trying to change society for the better. It's just that there's nothing I can do to help you. But I'm always willing to listen to your cases.
I worked for a week on that case. Forgive me if I look a bit deflated.
One day your time will come, I'm sure. Anyway, my lunch break is more than over. I need to get back to my desk.
We're at your desk.
Ah, I need to sit in a more ergonomic position at my desk.
See you, Ben.
Make sure you avoid Westbourne Road. Police have cordoned off the entire street, so if you try to go down it, you won't get very far.
I have a pickup on Westbourne Road. Mr. Hill.
Afraid not, Jack. People around there are saying it's Chris Hill who's caused the blockade.
Why has he done that?
He's been murdered. Strangled. Called to Kate in the office. Anyway, no time for chit-chat. I'll get you another fare soon.
August 22nd, 2010. The owner of the daily paper, Chris Hill, has been murdered. I was just about to pick him up. I think I've found my next case.
There's no way this is going to be your next case.
But this plays to my key strengths.
What? In that you knew Mr. Hill?
I did know him. Yes.
You took him on an expensive taxi journey once a week for 6 months.
You can learn a lot about people from the back of a taxi. There's an element of trust. They feel comfortable.
Are you sure it's not that it's the seats that are comfortable?
That's part of it. You're not going to sanction this, are you?
Even if I could, I wouldn't. It's not how the police work, you know that.
You can't stop me from driving my taxi as normal, though.
No, I can't. But I can take away your dictaphone. Ah, that scared you, didn't it, Jack? Don't do anything stupid, Jack. Leave this case alone.
Hi. You've reached Jack and Mum... Elizabeth's answering machine. Leave a message, please.
Jack, don't even think about trying to dig around this case. You'll definitely regret it if you do.
Hi, who is this?
Hello, Mrs. Could you put Jack on, please?
Yep. Jack, it's for you.
What? What time is it? What's for me?
Jack, phone!
I'm coming.
Just bear with him for a sec.
No problem. So, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
A bit hung up at the moment.
Hello?
Stop trying to be so investigative. Keep your nose out of my business and I'll make sure your nose stays out of the dirt. At the bottom of the river.
Who are you? Is this a joke? Why are you speaking in poorly thought out metaphors?
This isn't a joke. Your life is at risk if you don't put that damn dictaphone away. Oh, and by the way, don't bother telling your policeman friend about this phone call. I'll know if you do.
Hung up.
He sounds nice. You should have him round for tea sometime.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd enjoy that. August 25th.
Car 4, head to 5 Bedford Road for Kelvin, please.
On my way.
Westbourne Road.
You need to pre-book a minicab, mate. I can give you the number if you want, but I have a pickup right now.
Don't worry about that. I just have one thing to say. Stop digging. You won't like what you find buried. Go back to investigating edges, you amateur.
How do you know what I'm doing? I'm just a taxi driver with a fare to pick up.
Yeah, I know. Just thought I'd give you a scare and make sure you're not trying to solve serious crimes.
Oh, Jesus, Ben. I didn't know you had such a dark sense of humour.
Oh, I'm a funny man at times.
Can't wait to see your comedy act because this was hilarious. Your phone call took me by surprise as well.
I didn't do a phone call. Wish I had now. What phone call?
Oh, doesn't matter. I got mixed up. Look, I need to pick this gentleman up, so you're going to have to get out and walk.
Not even a free lift for your pal? Oh, I see where your priorities lie.
Out!
Yes, master. See you later.
Maybe. Morning, Kelvin.
Hi. Westbourne Road today, please.
Right you are. Oh, hang on a second. Westbourne Road is closed because Chris Hill only went and got himself murdered.
Oh, of course. Keep driving. I'll work out where I want to be.
They're returning to the scene of the crime for you.
No, it wasn't there.
Yeah, I know. It was a joke.
Oh, right. Of course. So, can you take me to the hardware store?
Tabak Road.
That's the one.
And because he went to the hardware store and bought some rope, you think he killed Chris Hill. Jack, there's circumstantial evidence, and then there's this.
Wait, Ben, I'm not finished yet. At the end of my shift, I went home...
Got drunk and came up with this theory. Yes, I know.
Hang on a sec. Let me finish. Put together a compilation of all the times he's expressed annoyance at the Daily Paper.
Oh, Jack, come on, don't even bother. The Daily Paper is absolute rubbish, week in, week out. What if I expressed annoyance about the paper and bought some rope? Would you want to lock me up?
No.
No, exactly, Jack. Face it, not every one of your fares is a high-profile criminal. We're not living in midsummer. There's no conspiracies. Let it go. And let us do our job, please, Jack. I've already told you once to leave this one alone, and you're starting to waste my time.
Fine. I'll stop wasting both our time. Have my dictaphone. Perhaps you'll find it more useful than I did. Morning, Toby.
Morning. To the station today, please.
Right you are.
I hope I'm not too late.
Oh, Jesus. I think Jack's giving Chris Hill's murderer a lift.
So, how's life?
Let me stop you right there. I think I can finally talk candidly to you since you don't have that damn dictaphone in here anymore.
Wait, how did you know about that dictaphone?
Oh, it's hardly subtle, it beeps all the time. But I'm glad you took my phone call seriously.
You?
Yes. So anyway, I suppose I can admit it to you now, if you'll stop interrogating me on every journey. I did it, alright? Got angry and I did it. I even planned it. I thought it was the perfect crime until you started to try and catch me out. But I don't regret it at all. Go ahead and tell your police buddy. He won't care, I believe you. I just had to get this off my chest.
I don't know what to say. I don't think I can take you to the station you were after anymore. The police station, on the other hand.
You have no evidence, there's no point. Ben doesn't take you seriously. Nobody cares about your pathetic little investigations.
I see what you're doing here. You're trying to dishearten me, so I give up on what I've dedicated my life to. So you have an easier time getting away with your crimes. I've seen it before. On TV.
Oh, I bet you watch those shows with your mother.
You really haven't got the hang of it. You're trying to insult my family, which you hope will make me lose my cool and stop the car like this.
Well, that was a silly thing to do. I'll make my own way to the station.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Toby. Boys, arrest this man for murder.
Murder? What? I don't know what you're talking about. I can't hit for quite like that.
So, how did you work it out?
It was easy. I just listened back to your conversation with him last week. He was going to Orchard Road, the Fleet Street of our town, as you said, to meet Chris Hill. He wanted to get his head story in the paper, but Chris wasn't interested. So Toby followed him home and killed him. Simple.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well, as you said, hedges divide our society, which it certainly has done in this case.
A man was arrested today in connection with the murder of media mogul Chris Hill, who was murdered last week. The unnamed man was released without charge, but was then fined £150 for destruction of property, allegedly for cutting his neighbour's hedge without permission. The police have declined to comment at this time.
Well, I guess I should go back to saving the world then.
Saving the World, One Fair at a Time, starred Jay Andrews, Tony Fielding Raby, James Lloyd, Ben Groves and Caroline Castle. It was written and directed by Michael Passingham and was produced by Phil Christich, Richard Forrest, and Dominique Hodge. This has been a PPRD production for the University of Lincoln.